Organisers have unveiled plans for the Czech Olympic House in the area of Islington in London, which will serve as a major hub for thousands of visitors, including sports fans, of course, during the upcoming Summer Olympics. The aim of the venue will not only be to meet Czech and other competitors, for example Usain Bolt, but also to present the Czech Republic in a modern light. The overall design was inspired by a famous abstract work by painter František Kupka, and the space itself will show works by contemporary Czech artists, including David Černý, Michal Rydstein, and others. I spoke to the Czech Olympic Committee's Vice President for Finance and Marketing, Jiří Gejval, who told me more.
There's a tradition of the Czech houses since 1992, so that's in Barcelona, so that's one of the first Czech houses, but always the concept of the Czech houses, it was only for athletes and for the VIP, for the politicians, but not for the general public. And now we see a great challenge to change that because London is around the corner, very close. So in London has been living a big Czech minority, so that we count that something like between 30 to 60,000 young Czech people, because that's a very traditional destination for the young Czechs. It's a great challenge also to do something for the spectators and fans of Czech team.
Where is the Czech Olympic House actually being located?
We found this a very fancy location in the Islington, very close to King's Cross, so this which is a very important train connection, so between the Olympic Park and the downtown of the city. We found there an exhibition area, business design center on the upper street in Islington, and that's a perfect location. The building was built originally in 1860, and it was transformed to exhibition area in the 70s, and we think it's a perfect location, and we'd like to present the Czech Republic as a very modern country, to have no artificial light, and we'd like to have there the projections, huge screens, so the biggest, in total 20 screens. The biggest one will have a 175 square meters, so that which will be huge, and we'll project there the broadcasting of Czech TV, so this from the Olympics, but also will present the Czech culture, so this will present the Czech business, and we'd like to show very much the contemporary life and contemporary art and what the Czech Republic is.
My understanding is that there are well-known contemporary Czech artists, whether we're talking about David Černý or ad maker Ivan Zachariáš taking part. Could you tell me a little bit about their roles?
We'd like to show, you mentioned also Ivan Zachariáš, so this is the guy so that is not good just only in the Czech Republic, but he's famous worldwide. He will definitely be responsible for most of the visual art, and David Černý, so that we are in a final negotiation with him about the art, and he is very famous, but also probably the most controversial Czech artist. So we hope it will be, the controversy will be in a good way, and he will attract the interest of the Londoners. And also, we've been finalizing the art with Michal Rydstein, so that's, which is also very famous, so that we have, he's been preparing the collection of his paintings. And for us, it's very important, although the artist and sports, so the connection, because the connection, it comes really from the idea of Olympism.
And that was the Czech Olympic Committee's Vice President for Finance and Marketing, Jiří Gejval, talking to me about the plans for the fascinating Czech House or Czech Olympic House in the area of Islington in London, which is going to be a very popular place during the Olympic Games. I urge you to look it up on the internet. It has its very own website, or you can go to the Czech Olympic Committee's website for more information. Fascinating images there of what the final space will look like, and certainly many people already working hard on that. If you'd like to comment, or if you by chance will be visiting the Olympic Games in London this summer, write to us here at Radio Prague and let us know what you think. The address is english@radio.cz.